Northern Arizona University President Rita Chang is stepping down. In a letter to the Arizona Board of Regents on Tuesday, she said she would not seek an extension of her contract, which expires in 2022. Chang will continue to serve as president until a replacement is found or until her contract expires. Once that happens, Chang will become a tenured faculty member. Her tenure at NAU is marked in recent years by financial challenges and controversies, and here to tell us more about that and what we know of why Chang is stepping down is the Arizona Republic's Rachel Langang. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So do we have any explanation at this point why Rita Chang is not interested in extension and then will at some point be stepping down?
All that she said is that the time was now, you know, that she felt like the university was in a good place, and that she felt like the people who were there, you know, would be good stewards. You know, from talking to the chair of the Board of Regents, Larry Penley, he said it was entirely her decision. So in terms of like kind of the background there, it's not really clear. It could just be that it's time. It could be that there's something more happening. At this point, it's not clear.
Is the university in a good place? And that wouldn't necessarily be because of anything she did or didn't do, but because of the pandemic, because of changes in international students, changes in state money, all this sort of thing. Regardless, again, whether she did it or not, is it actually in a good place?
I would say like most of higher ed is not in a good place right now, but probably the world is not in a very good place just in general.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the changes to enrollment, like you had mentioned, specifically international enrollment, will be very challenging for many universities, especially, you know, NAU is the smallest of the state universities, and so, you know, a little bit more tuition dependent than the other two, and so any kind of enrollment drops are pretty acute there, and they've had some, you know, last year they had an enrollment drop for the first time in 14 years, so they were already sort of in this little pain point there, and, you know, the pandemic exacerbates any of that for sure.
Rachel, can you remind us about the audit into Rita Chang and her husband that was conducted, looking at some potential financial improprieties there?
A state audit had found that there was about $40,000 in travel expenses that they said weren't properly documented or didn't, you know, follow the proper rules. And some of those things included, you know, business class tickets to Russia. And, you know, different things that you wouldn't necessarily expect from somebody who works in a public sector job. And then the NAU Foundation had reimbursed much of that. And she said she would be reimbursing the NAU Foundation for things that she felt needed to be reimbursed. I asked yesterday for some clarification on, like, when that reimbursement, you know, from her pocket happened and how much it was, but I haven't gotten those answers yet. So I'm not entirely certain if she's paid those back or, you know, if she has, you know, to what extent she did.
Well, aside from that, do you have a sense of how the Board of Regents has viewed her tenure? Like, is she generally seen in a positive light among the folks who oversee the university system?
You know, she was last renewed at the end of 2019. And at that time, there was only one regent who voted against the renewal. So that would say to me that, you know, the majority of the board, you know, as of less than a year ago, thought that she was doing well enough to, you know, continue her contract. And like I mentioned, you know, the board is very clear that it wasn't their decision. It was her decision, you know, to step down. Certainly, there are, you know, students, faculty members, and people in the Flagstaff community who've had, you know, issues with her and the way she's managed the university there. You know, there was some protests this summer about the pay cuts and furloughs that are resulting from like the pandemic related financial issues. There's also been protests from students related to the audit. So, you know, certainly not everything was smooth sailing, especially in recent, like, you know, the last year or two, but it didn't seem like the regents were, you know, concerned enough to like put a halt on her contract or anything like that.
Rachel, finally, in the broader world of higher ed, is the NAU job considered to be attractive? Do we know?
I would expect that there'd probably be a lot of candidates in line. Like I mentioned, it is a really hard time for higher ed, but that also means that jobs are kind of hard to come by. And certainly, I think the job of a president is probably one of the harder ones in higher ed. So, requires a high level of specialty. But I would expect that there would be, a fair number of candidates. It's a large university. Obviously, we all know Flagstaff's very beautiful, sort of an idyllic setting. So I don't think they'll hurt for applicants.
Rachel Leingang covers higher ed for the Arizona Republic. Rachel, thanks as always.
Thank you.